Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Got it to Carlson. He's tied up. Barbashev helps out. Barbashev to the right for Smith. Put it in front. Shot. Score. Carlson. Power play goal. It rattled in front. William Carlson finally found it at the left side of the crease.
The Vegas Golden Knights are on to their second Stanley Cup final. Jack Eichel is on to his first Stanley Cup final. Eichel's been great. Reinhardt's been great. Reinhardt's in the finals too. We get Eichel versus Reinhardt, the tandem bicycle finals for the National Hockey League. And again, I have to be annoyed all the next 3 weeks because the Stanley Cup final is what they term it instead of the Stanley Cup finals, which sounds way better, makes way more sense because it's a series of games. But I did learn last year the reason they did that is because the NBA doesn't let them. The NBA has copyrights or trademarks or something on the finals.
Really?
So the Stanley Cup cannot do it.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's how trademarks work.
I know.
Yeah, it's owned, then you got to either pay them or you can't do it. So where was I? So we have Eichel and Reinhardt now. And I have no qualms with Reinhardt winning. If Reinhardt lifts the cup, I think I'll be fine. I feel fine, like good for him, and you know never had a bad word about him. Likeable player, fans love him. He was good. Reinhardt, sure, and the Sabres got a pretty darn good return. It looks like so far, Jiří Kulík, who has had as great a start to a development as any late first round pick ever. Probably not ever, but. You know what I mean. It's going great. Historical success in the AHL. And then Devin Levi, who looks like the goalie of the future. Awesome. So no qualms. The Eichel side of it's a little trickier. I thought I'd be into more of the hate watching with Eichel. I got into it last year when they missed the playoffs and yada, yada, yada. This year, Sabres are good and Tuck's amazing from that trade, and Krebs is nice, and they've got this other first-round pick, Oselin, who's overseas, like we'll see eventually. But they've got good returns out of that trade, too. So, and the Sabres were better, and Eichel didn't even have an incredible year. He had 66 points. Like, okay, fine, whatever. Wasn't even registering. That wasn't even on my mind. Then the playoffs begin, and I thought, okay, maybe I'll get into it now. Really didn't. I really didn't. But I will say, in terms of the hate watching, as it's the idea of him lifting Lord Stanley is coming closer, it's becoming more of an idea that I'm resenting, that I really, truly just don't want to deal with. Not even because for me, you know, I'm hate watching Eichel. I think I've returned mostly to where I originally was with Eichel before he returned in Vegas for Vegas that first night back. I did not boo him in the arena. I was laughing. Like, I thought it was cool. Like, the atmosphere in the arena was great. And, like, the way it went out, it was like a movie script. Like, oh, this is cool. They won the game. Tuck stole it from him at the end. Then he had to say what he did in postgame. And it just rubbed me the wrong way. And that fueled me the rest of that season. This year, kind of got over it. Especially, like, I went to that Vegas game again, and like, okay, this will be cool. Let's do it again. Run it back. And the first two periods went by, and he missed on, like, two breakaways, and everyone's laughing, like, ah, he missed. Like, you know, just playing along. They scored a hat trick in the third period. He scores a hat trick in the third period. It's like, okay, that was fun. That's how I treated it. I'm like, that was fun. You know, we got our use out of it. It played out. It's over though now.
I was at that game. I was like, we don't have someone that's like an Eichel, and then all of a sudden Thompson scored.
Yeah, so we go past that game, and like, it's over. All right, it was fun. Fun while it lasted. So we go past that game, and Eichel. So we go past that game, and I get to a point with Eichel where he doesn't rate for me anymore. He doesn't register on my, I only got so much bandwidth that I can focus on sports. Like, he's not on there anymore. But I do think I've returned to the same point I was at, which was I never thought he was in the wrong for wanting to leave. The way it went, I mean, the way it was reported by, you know, Buchagross from ESPN was that he essentially told the team that if you're going to rebuild, I want out. And honestly, how could you blame him? That's how I felt after the trade. How could you possibly blame this guy for wanting out of this? Everybody else does. Allmark wanted out of it. And Reinhart wanted out of it. And Bogosian wanted out of it. Like everybody. O'Reilly, everybody. We wanted out of it. Everybody. The fans did. We were done. We did get out of it. We left the arena. There were 8,000 people left in that building. Fans left the arena. So, why is he different? And I think I've kind of returned to that. Like, today, Lance Lysowski in the Buffalo News, he has a story about, you know, how Eichel still has ties and roots with Roswell Park and, like, the work he did with the kids there and that, like, they're still rooting for him and, like, you know, like, that... It's not all bad. It's not all bad. Not everybody hates Eichel. And I've kind of returned to the middle on him. But. Big but. I can't see him lift the cup. I don't think I can see him lift the cup and not have all these feelings get drudged up. Not even necessarily of... You know, like, oh, you're the worst. How could you leave and do it there? It would be for me the frustration of that, like, a vindication and a justification for getting him in the first place. Not that I'm in any doubt that that was the right thing to do, to go to the bottom and get Eichel. That was. But it would be, oh, that's the proof in the pudding. The whole point was... He is a center good enough to win the cup. They had not had that. Post Briere and Drury for years. They had not had a number one center good enough to win the Stanley Cup. And he was supposed to be that. So it would be, if he lifts it, it would be, he was that. But it's not here. That's supposed to be our cup. He was supposed to be doing that. Here. And I'm not sure it'll be so easy to stop those feelings from coming up of you won, good for you. You were supposed to do that here. I'm not even saying it's all your fault that you didn't do it here, but that was supposed to be here. That was the whole strategy. You're a center good enough to win the cup. Oh, look, you're a center good enough to win the cup. Awesome. I had to go play Ristolainen 26 minutes a night for 7 years and waste all that away. That, to me, is what will happen. He wins the cup, and the next day, for me, will be wanting to revisit all the things they did wrong to prevent that from happening here. They could have did what the Golden Knights did. What did the Golden Knights do? I know expansion drafts. It's a different mechanism to get to the players they got to, but what did the Golden Knights do? They had a bunch of second and third liners at the start of their franchise. They had no star players. How'd they get them all? How'd they get Alex Pietrangelo? How'd they get Mark Stone? How'd they get Robin Leonard? I know he hasn't played for them this year. But How did they get all these guys? They were aggressive. They paid big money to free agents. They swung big on trades. How'd they get Eichel? They swung big on a trade. They completely artificially built their team in 5 years. How the Sabres could have done that. But they screwed it up over and over and over and over. I've heard Kevin Adams, when talking about Brandon Montour, I think this was on Frank Saravelli's podcast from Daily Faceoff. He got asked about Brandon Montour and all the success Montour's had. Montour had a 70-plus point season for the Panthers. He's had an amazing playoff. And he got asked about like that success. And Adams, I thought, made a really good comment about how the timing just didn't really work. That where they were in terms of timing, it didn't fit. Montour was an upcoming free agent. The Sabres were just coming out of Ralph Krueger. Granato was on an interim basis. And they were just kind of restarting. They were starting up again. And that wasn't a relationship that was going to continue. When you're just starting up like that, you're not paying Brandon Montour, you're trading him. But I think what Adams was getting at a little bit, was that's the type of player that in our current phase of our build would work. That, hey, like, it just wasn't the right time for Montour then. But if he had been here now, yeah, he'd probably be getting those results. Can you doubt for a second that Don Granato wouldn't get that season out of Brandon Montour? I think he would. Timing. And one thing that I'm going to think a lot about, I think, if he relifts the cup, is timing. You know, like, it's going to be a lot of what ifs, but like, what if they had gotten to Adams and Granato sooner? What if? And for me, I mean, what Granato has done with so many of these pieces, how can you not believe he wouldn't have gotten so much more out of Eichel, so much more out of that team, so much more out of all of it? And that it would have worked. It was not the star players. They're proving it now. It wasn't the star players. There was no infrastructure around the star players. From the management level down, nothing. Gross mismanagement at every turn. Not knowing who the coach should be, making the wrong choice on that. Defenseman, I mean, the Ristolainen saga for as long as that went on. Just a sinkhole, a black hole on your blue line, sinking you. Just it, timing. So, bitterness more than hate, I think, if he lifts the cup. But I will be rooting against him and rooting against the Golden Knights because I don't want to revisit all that. I just did it for 10 minutes and I don't want to do that. It's sunny. I don't want to go on golf now. Get back in a good mood. The Panthers, I won't have that. If the Panthers win the cup, it'll be, hey, if the Sabres had one more point, they could have won the Stanley Cup. We will be talking about whether they can win the cup next year if the Panthers win because, hey, they were only 1 point better than you, and they were able to do it. What's to say we can't? Yeah, go Florida. Go Florida, and go Denver Nuggets. My Nuggets are in the NBA Finals. Love it. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. Bills OTAs, coverage throughout the day. One Bills Live. We'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. If you missed Ken Dorsey, we aired that earlier on the show. You can find that in full at WGR550.com. Bobby Babich, defensive coach, also spoke with the media. There's some good comments on middle linebacker and kind of the position battle there. So that's also available to you. Sal will have full coverage. Paul's got coverage. So check us out on our website throughout the day, and we'll have it for you. Coverage of Bills, OTAs, and WGR brought to you by M&M. You pull it. Less money for the parts, more money for your car. When we come back, quick word on the NBA Finals. Why you should be interested in these NBA Finals, despite the fact it's two teams that don't really seem on the surface to be that interesting. I'll tell you why that sentiment is wrong. Coming back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.